Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I'm sorry. I've got a question. I know where the Democrats are. We keep seeing the Democrats left, right, and center over and over and over again. We keep seeing the Democrats. They're just literally everywhere. But for a party, you know, one of the reasons the Republican Party was formed was to oppose slavery, right? Yeah. Today's Republican Party seems perfectly content with allowing the expansion of leftism. With the exception of Donald Trump and conservative pundits and a handful of Republicans, there has been no pushback against the onslaught coming right now from the left. The left, which is led by the Democrat Party, which, you know, if you hear Democrat, just think left. If you hear left, think Democrats, has launched two major offenses in the ideological war for the culture in this country. And all conservatives get from the Republican Party are daily texts asking for campaign donations. Republican politicians, by and large, stayed silent during the Wuhan virus lockdown and have done so again during the George Floyd series of incidents that have arisen from his murder, and they have missed opportunities to rightly condemn those on the left who have exploited both crises for political gain. Where are the Republican political leaders calling out the Democrats for their outright pandering to the black community with this insane desire to defund the police? And why aren't they challenging the whole absurd notion of systemic racism? How come the only national voices spotlighting the Democrats' effort to keep candidate Joe Biden sequestered have come from conservative pundits? I've not heard a single Republican leader pointing out the declining mental faculties of Mr. Biden. And you could bet if Biden were a conservative, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and the left you've not even heard of would be fighting to get camera time daily to criticize and slander Machine Gun Joe. But no, that would not be above board on the Republican side. That would be hitting below the belt, and that's just not who we are. Well, I got bad news for you there, GOP. It better start being who you are. It had better become who you are. You'd better figure out how to learn to like it, and I'll explain why. The left launched a multi-pronged cultural and political attack in their effort to remove Trump from office. This is going to go on through November. They're proving that they're willing to crash the economy and set back racial relations 100 years to get rid of Orange Man Bad. And while they're throwing everything they can at conservatives to scare and demoralize us, our leaders imitate the proverbial monkeys who see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. The only time you see a Republican elite speak out against policy with any sort of passion is when they are backstabbing Donald Trump. Now, maybe you might hear, but that's the beauty of the Republican Party. We're a bunch of independent thinkers who are not afraid to criticize our own. Well, how's that working? How's that working for you? And, you know, spare me the empty platitudes. We have been hearing it for years, and conservatives that are watching you, office holders, we're sort of done with this. You do not see the Democrats engaging in such duplicitous behavior against one of their own. They do that in private. No, our adversaries on the left are merciless in maintaining party discipline, just as they are ruthless in exploiting any crisis to their benefit. They play the long game while the Republicans simply react to whatever the left is doing. That's it. That's all that happens. Reaction. Not proaction. Reaction. As such, Democrats determine the rules of engagement. Republicans lose an election, they halt any conservative progress while providing little to no resistance to Democrat policies or judicial nominees. Democrats lose elections, and leftism does not stop. They resist tooth and nail Republican policies and judicial nominees. Republicans lose and willingly accept minority status. Democrats lose but maintain the attitude of the majority. Until the election of Donald Trump, the Republican Party seemed content of playing the role of the Washington Generals to the Democrats' Harlem Globetrotters. If you've ever seen the Globetrotters, which I used to watch them all the time on TV, you've never seen them out, and I'm probably not going to ever go see them because the classic ones that I knew about, Meadowlark Lemon, Curly Neal, a lot of them have passed away now, but you know, the Washington Generals were their perennial opponents, and the Generals may have led at halftime of their exhibition game, but the Globetrotters always win. And that is the attitude of Washington, D.C. The Republicans may win the occasional election, but leftism will always prevail. Republicans keep using Marquis of Queensbury rules against the dirty fighter tactics of the left, and you have to fight dirtier to win against a brutal opponent. The left has declared war on the culture of America. Their goal is to intimidate into submission anyone who disagrees with them. They've removed any pretense of reasonability, and they're going full authoritarian, as exemplified by their willingness to use violence, censorship, and cancel culture to achieve their goals. And with the Republicans not responding to this, this is putting me and you in a bad position. You know, nobody here that I know wants to see a civil war occur here in the United States. However, because of the Republicans not putting up a fight politically, which is the peaceful way to do it, we may be pushed into that. We've already been pushed into this. In some of these cities where, you know, I wouldn't call any of these cities bastions of the Second Amendment, but in a lot of these cities that are run by Democrats, they're in combat now, in a lot of cases. Average conservatives get what is going on. They're scared to death for the country. Some, not all of us, have become demoralized because only our president seems to be resisting. And he's doing it on his own. Republicans, again with very few exceptions, have been just as silent in the past few months as they were with the Russian collusion hoax and the impeachment debacle. Conservatives have called for years, they've called the Republican Party the stupid party because they seem to live for snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And they've had a history of ignoring any opponent to tie Democrats to their, any opportunity, excuse me, to tie Democrats to their behaviors. And we see that Donald Trump does not do that, and that's why his base will never desert him. And conservatives understand we're in the midst of a civil war declared by the left. And I'm getting tired of being led by a bunch of George McClellans. I want a Ulysses S. Grant. But conservatives are becoming full of cold anger, and come November, a bunch of freedom-loving Americans will do what many of their elected officials have not done. We will push back the socialist communist left, and they're not going to know what hit them. This is your time. This is what you're supposed to do. Please go to work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom,
truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, especially if you're looking for an AR-15. Buy the parts and just put it together. You won't regret it. When I was a young man, I was sort of idealistic. In 1983, a terrorist truck bomb took out an entire barracks of Marines in Lebanon, Beirut, Lebanon. And I thought we were going to war. So I joined the military. I didn't know it at the time, but I had asthma, which explains why I caught pneumonia while I was in basic training and did basic training with pneumonia and still managed to graduate. I wanted to do my part to defend this country. And I wanted to do it so other people wouldn't have to do it. And I didn't want to do it because white people wouldn't have to do it. And I didn't want to do it because black people wouldn't have to do it. And I didn't want to do it because women wouldn't have to do it, or men, or young people, or old people, or Asians, or Hispanic. I wanted to do it so the innocent could remain innocent. I was pretty apolitical while I was in the military. You know, I just had the mission. If somebody, one of the running thoughts that we had, or running gags that we talked about in the military, was when somebody said, "What color are we?" We just said, "Camouflage." The people that I worked with, the Asians, the Hispanics, the black Americans, the veritable, whoever I came into the platoon with, in the event that World War III had happened, especially while I was over there in Europe, we were all going to go out there and fight that together. And, I'm not going to give you some, I'm not going to get out there and tell you, hey, it was great, we loved each other. We had our differences, without a doubt. But when it came time to do our work, we were professionals. And we were kings on the battlefield. We could be ready to go out and fight World War III in 37 minutes. That's response time, baby. I'm very proud of the time that I spent in the military, especially with the people I got to know. I mean, I could tell you about the relations I had with black Americans or Hispanics or Asian or Samoans or, whatever you want to know. I could tell you about that. But none of that, it meant, I never made that differentiation when I was in the military. I wasn't out there saying, I'm going to hang out with the Samoans today. Or I'm going to hang out with the PRs, the Puerto Ricans. Because everybody had their little clique they hung out with from time to time. Because that was where they were from. If you were an American Samoan in the military, of course, well, you might or be related to or know some of the other American Samoans that were there. Likewise, Puerto Ricans, Hondurans, had a few South Koreans in the military with us. Now, if you were from mainland U.S., well, it was a little bit different. I mean, it was quite interesting to watch how the rest of us got together. But I got to tell you, the other day I saw a picture of this. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. But I saw Pelosi and the Democrats kneeling for a photo op wearing a African sash, an African scarf, if you will. They knelt in the halls of Congress for 9 minutes for the death of a black man named George Floyd. which that should never have happened. But I've never seen them kneel for a fallen police officer like Mike Mosier. I've never seen them kneel for a fallen soldier, and I don't even know where to begin naming those guys. But we could say Ryan Weaver, the country music singer, has been on the show. Both of his brothers died in the service of this country while he was in the military with them. I've never seen them kneel for the millions of aborted babies. I've never seen them kneel for a murdered white man or woman. I've never seen them kneel for the thousands of black-on-black murder victims. I didn't see them kneel for the thousands of elderly people who died in our nursing homes due to the coronavirus. The pandering that they do to black America. I hope black America sees this. Because they look at black America as an asset to use, to an end, which is power. They want power. Once they get it, of course, black America comes off of the marquee. But is the supposition I'm supposed to believe here that in this particular case, that George Floyd's life is more valuable than Breonna Taylor's life, for example? Why wasn't she the catalyst? What about that police captain, that retired police captain, 77-year-old guy out of St. Louis who was killed trying to defend a business, still trying to take care of this, his community? Why didn't they kneel for him? Why are they putting the life of George Floyd as more valuable than the lives of everyone else, of anyone else? In fact, they put so much value on the life of George Floyd, they have allowed rioting and looting and vandalism and arson and murder of several others in communities nationwide. A lot of black people, by the way. I believe government should protect all citizens. But you guys, the way you guys are letting this play out, the way the Republicans are not fighting you, you're not leaving a whole lot of choices here. And you may not like what you get. There's a rage building amongst all of us at the injustice of politics. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the day President Trump signs an executive order on police reform, senators on Capitol Hill are taking a look at some of the policies of force used by the police. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump made a strong stance about police chokeholds.
Apparently the president came out with a call to abolish chokeholds. seems to me that it's come time for us to move on from chokeholds.
The price tag for dealing with the economic damage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic will near $2.5 trillion, and that does not include any future bills currently being debated. The nonpartisan CBO reported the four emergency relief bills passed so far will add $2.4 trillion to the nation's deficit. More stimulus is being bantered about on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence on the road in Iowa touring Winnebago Industries, telling the employees there that the economy is reopening thanks to President Trump's leadership.
You know, thanks to the leadership of President Trump and Governor Kim Reynolds and all the good people of the Hawkeye State, I'm proud to report to you, here and across America, we slowed the spread. We flattened the curve. We saved lives. And that's why we're opening up America again. You did it.
The vice president also blaming the media for stroking concerns of a second wave of coronavirus. Walmart is beginning a trial run of a store without cashiers. The retail giant's Fayetteville, Arkansas store will make the switch in an effort to see if it can speed up customer service and help keep human interaction down during the pandemic. Instead of cashiers, all checkouts will be self-serve. Now, there will be someone supervising those checkouts, though. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. This is for all of you new gun owners. Okay? And I'm going to try to encapsulate this into one segment. I only got a little bit with Super Dave. I'm going to try to hit the points really, really hard for you. To begin with, if you already own a gun, I'd be willing to bet you probably bought one that's either too big or too small. Let me explain. Some guns, like I've seen a lot of people take a class with something called the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard. And the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard is a little itty-bitty 380 semi-automatic pistol. And it is so easy to hide on you. It is crazy how easy it is to hide on you. The problem comes when you start shooting it. Okay, when you start shooting it, it doesn't have a whole lot to grip onto. In my state, you have to qualify with a 50 round run at a target, and you have to put all the shots in the black. Getting out there and buying the smallest gun you can buy, there are certain applications for that from time to time. Making that the only gun you're ever going to carry, it's not going to be really easy to train with. We'll come back to training in just a little bit. The next thing you're going to want to know is, concealed carry. Where can you go to get a class? Where can you, if you live in one of these more restrictive states, like, say, California, you already, depending on where you are, you may not get to carry it because they are shall issue. Some parts of California, Northern California, for example, is relatively easy to get the permit, or so it seems. But, like in my state, you have to go through a process, which is relatively easy, $50 registration, take the class, which is normally anywhere from $50 to $75, and then send off your permit, get your fingerprints, send off your permit. The thing about having a concealed carry permit is if you decide to buy other guns, especially in my state of South Carolina, the concealed carry permit supplants your need for a background check. You have been vetted to a higher degree. So now you have your pistol. Maybe you got the right size, maybe you didn't. I like for all of my fingers on my trigger hand to have somewhere on the gun to be. Your trigger finger is going to be up around your trigger guard, so that means you got three fingers that need to be resting on the grip of the gun. If you have that, you at least have a minimal size. Now, with some guns, if you bought some guns like certain Glocks, for example, certain double-stack Glocks, they make all manner of magazine extenders and everything else to where you can get that third finger. You can find something for that third finger to rest on, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Now you got to pick out a holster. Holsters are where people decide to get cheap. I don't understand that. You go out there and you just spent $150 getting ready to carry a gun. You bought your gun, which is going to be anywhere from $300 to $700, and now you want the cheapest holster you can find. Don't get the cheapest holster you can find. If you're going to wear outside the waistband, you want what I refer to as a sort of a pancake holster. It's the kind of holster that hugs the contour of your body. You don't want it off from your body very much. If it's going to be inside the waistband, that's another story altogether. To go along with that holster, you're going to need a fairly decent belt. Now, a work belt will work in some cases, but if you really decide to go the whole distance, you're going to want to find a dedicated gun belt. They're a little stiffer than the average bear. If you're going to go inside the waistband, you got to go a little further with that. You've got to buy pants that are either too big or you got to lose some weight. Because some of the things that people are going to tell you, like, well, you need to stipple your grip. If you have a polymer-lowered gun, everybody wants you to stipple your grip. Well, when you stipple your grip, depending on where you carry the gun, you may grind a little hole straight to your kidneys because the stippled grip will be like sandpaper rubbing up against you. And that's inside the waistband. Then comes the hard part. This is the training. If you're going to go to all this trouble to buy the gun, if you're going to do the study and buy the right holster and the right belt, if you're going to go to all the trouble of buying two or three pairs of pants that are too big so you can carry inside the waistband, whatever you're going to do, whatever gun you've purchased, now you need to practice with this. Now, you can go to a range, an indoor range, and you can send a target down range and pull your, send your shots down there, figure out how to hit the target. Figure out how to do a few things. Or you can go to a class. Depending on where you live, here in South Carolina, the upstate of South Carolina, they have something called the South Carolina Gun School, which was started by a friend of mine named Mike Lowen, is now run by Chris Lyles, I believe is his name. And, for like $150, you can go take a defensive pistol class, which is based upon the fighting pistol class of James Yeager. And tactical response. And what you're going to do is you're going to go through a whole bunch of things, and they're going to make you have malfunctions. They're going to make you shoot on your back, and they're going to put you in uncomfortable positions, in comfortable positions. They're going to make you lay on the target and fire while you're up against the target, which is very realistic. Buying the gun is the beginning. And everything after the beginning is what comes in the run-up to you maybe having to ever use it in self-defense. And depending on how much preparation you put into it, it could mean whether you persevere in a gunfight or not. Don't be afraid. Like in South Carolina, you got to carry concealed. Everybody around here that gets their new concealed carry permit starts carrying a gun. At first, they're very self-conscious of it. Everybody thinks everybody can see it. Nobody looks. Nobody's looking at you. Everybody's looking at their phones. Nobody's looking at your hip. If you really want to make sure of it, get you some nice plaid button-up shirts that have a pattern on them. Wear those over your holster, whether it's inside the waistband or outside the waistband. Realize that with inside the waistband, you can have a shorter shirt tail. If you're going to be outside the waistband, it's got to be long. And just carry your gun. The other thing you'll learn carrying a gun is that you have to be watching all the time. You're watching ahead, you're looking down the street, you're looking behind you, you're looking to your left, you're looking to your right. But you got to go train. That is paramount. That's one reason that, Front Sight, I know a few people that have been in Front Sight, and they love Front Sight. Front Sight, it's like a four-day course. Sentinel Concepts, three-day course. Tactical Response, two-day course. And it's fun. It is fun. It is fun to go out there and get that familiar with your weapon. But first of all, for all of you that are new to owning a gun, congratulations. Welcome to the closest thing left to our Constitution that we have, which is the Second Amendment and all of its infringedness. And also take the time to look into what you've just done and get into it hard. It'll be worth everything you put into it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For those of you who may like to shoot video, some of you may know something about cameras, and one of the most disappointing camera makers out there is Canon. They have the capability of being the greatest camera out there, and yet every time they bring out a new camera, they hit it with the cripple hammer. They always restrict something about it, and then it has the stuff built in, you just can't utilize it. They are a little bit like the CDC. The CDC, as far as the way they, if this is the way they track anything or everything, the CDC does not need, they don't need to be in charge of, managing these infectious diseases. They have come out now and they say that they have proof that wearing face masks reduced COVID-19 cases in New York City by 66,000 from April 17th to May 9th. I cry shenanigans. But we get this from them. Face masks reduced New York coronavirus cases by over 66,000. Study deems it most effective way to check spread. Health experts have been advising people to wear face masks in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19, and now numbers indicate this works. A new study shows that wearing a face mask dramatically decreases a person's chances of being infected by the new coronavirus. Researchers found that using a face mask alone reduced the number of COVID-19 infections by more than 66,000 in New York City from April 17th to May 9th. There is no way, there's no bleeping way that they would know this unless they followed around 66,000 people and saw them constantly. They would have to have 66,000 observers observing these people. And it is as made up as the modeling numbers that the CDC put out in March that showed that hundreds of millions would get the disease and millions would die. That is the study that destroyed the economy and caused governors throughout the country to require us to wear masks and social distance and avoid large groups for the first time in our lives. And what have we gotten for it? Well, we're all afraid of each other, aren't we? Yeah. And our manners have gone straight out the window. Some of us have enough toilet paper to last until the next millennium. Enough pancake mix and waffle mix. Yeah. But instead of doing that, you know, they would have to look at what they would have to have looked at some cases in states where there was not a face mask requirement to see how many cases they had from April 17th to April 9th. They didn't do that, so they just made some numbers up in the media like the puppets they are, repeat the bogus numbers to indoctrinate you into wearing a mask. Here's some more made-up modeling reports without scientific facts that have destroyed the U.S. economy and forced most of us in the public to wear face masks, social distance, and gather in small groups for the first time in our lives. Like, we were told that coronavirus would kill a million Americans. COVID-19, predicted to infect 81% of U.S. population, caused 2.2 million deaths. We were told that millions would die. The death projections were over-projected by over 1,000%, and cases by an exponential amount. So far, 0.6% of the population has tested positive, including people with no symptoms. How many fewer deaths would there have been if idiotic governors like Cuomo hadn't forced nursing homes to take in people they knew had COVID-19? How many fewer deaths would there be associated with COVID-19 if the CDC didn't politically dictate to medical professionals to count cancer, heart, stroke, lung, diabetes, obesity, kidneys, and other deaths as COVID-19 if they happened to get COVID-19? By the way, George Floyd had COVID-19. As far as I can tell, we've never had that mandate with the swine flu or the seasonal flu. How many fewer deaths from suicide and drug overdose and other causes would we have had if these bogus modeling numbers had not been used to destroy the economy? Can you imagine if millions of people with no symptoms went to the doctor or clinic and demanded that they be tested for the flu? When the medical professionals asked why they want to be tested, they would say because the media, the bureaucrats, and the politicians were demanding they be tested because they might be killing people. Now, the insurance companies and doctors would refuse to test, but that is what we are doing now to goose the daily numbers to scare the public. Then the media widely regurgitated a made-up report with no scientific evidence that said 200,000 people per day would be testing positive for COVID-19 and 3,000 people per day would be dying because, heaven forbid, people were going back to work and gathering a little bit. No mention of the already over 7,000 people that die every day from other things besides COVID-19. The numbers were overestimated by 900% on cases and 200% on deaths, but the public was scared into submission. And the power-hungry governors didn't care. But, you know, well, they really cared. So they said, but facts don't matter. Then we got a draft report that predicted COVID-19 cases will reach 200,000 a day by June the 1st, a staggering jump that would be accompanied by more than 3,000 deaths per day. And one of the most humorous reports that was, you know, made up reports was also repeated from the brilliant, highly esteemed Columbia University that essentially blamed Trump for 36,000 deaths. Because according to their excellent educators there, Trump should have instituted strict policies while Fauci and the CDC were saying it wasn't very dangerous in the U.S. And, of course, the highly educated journalists just repeated what they were told, no questions. Now, here's some of the other hoaxes and lies and talking points and propaganda that most of the media, entertainers, bureaucrats have used to indoctrinate you, the public, into submission on COVID-19 and destroy the economy. Trump never said COVID-19 was a hoax, but we still hear that as a Democrat talking point. We were told that the disease wouldn't spread human to human, by the WHO and Bill Gates, among others, and these were the people spreading the hoax, not Trump. While on the other hand, people were saying that Bill Gates was actually the one that made the virus happen. We were told the mortality rate was much higher than the seasonal flu. We were told that millions of asymptomatic people were spreading the disease, like Typhoid Mary. A spokesperson at the WHO recently said that there was no scientific evidence that that was true, but the next day caved in and said we misunderstood, so the lie continued. We were told the hospitals would be overwhelmed, so we got to lock up and lock down and shut everything off. We were told that children would catch this and spread the disease to grandparents and kill them. We were told that COVID-19 was easily spread off surfaces, but then the CDC said that wasn't true. We were told that children at schools were very vulnerable, but schools that remained open are fine. States that had less strict shutdowns would be a disaster and wanted people to die. We were told that rates would skyrocket because of the reopening. We were told the disease is racist. It kills people who are less healthy, no matter what race they are. Why don't we ask why minorities are more vulnerable, since the Democrats have been taking care of them for 50 years with Medicaid and the other great society programs? The disease is also not sexist, even though it kills more men and women. And we're getting reports now that states have reopened and they're less restrictive. They're having huge problems to scare the public. But here's some actual numbers through June the 14th. New York population, 19.5 million. Deaths, 31,662. Last 7 days, 507. Let's go down to the least. Arizona population, 7.3 million. Total deaths, 1,186. Last 7 days, 142. Colorado, last 7 days, 74. You know. In all of these cases, the states that are less restrictive are faring better than the states that are more restrictive. And yet, that's not the story the media is presenting, is it? They're telling you that the next wave is coming. It's going to be so much worse. It's going to be a pathogen tsunami, and it's going to sweep us all away. And we got to wear masks, and we got to do this. And in the meantime, we're becoming more and more isolated. Don't fall for this. Please. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.